like John Scotty style. Two. I see what you be doing, though. What up, what up, what up? We in the hip-hop room with your boy Mickey Bundles. Today we got a special guest. Got my boy Rim.
What's good?
Rim. What's good, Rim?
Man, you already know, man. What's good?
Ain't shit. We in the hip-hop room. We in Midtown on a nice Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? First of all, before we start, man, the hip-hop room, y'all can check that on the Anchor app, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, the visual on YouTube. Subscribe to that page, Mickey Bundles. Everything Mickey Bundles. Tell me your social media, Ren.
Man, my social media is Mickey Bundles, man. Follow Mickey Bundles. Don't follow me. I don't want none of y'all weird niggas following me, bitch.
Ain't look no weird niggas on the YouTube. Podcast, man.
I know it ain't, but they gonna listen. They on Spotify. They on all that.
Yeah, that's what's
don't
up,
don't follow man. Me. Follow God, bitch.
Ram the Villain, y'all. R.I.M., man.
Huh?
What's going on, Ram? What you been up to, man?
Man, I'm working, man. You know, we got the web series. You know, shouts out my nigga Illa G, my big bro. You know what I'm saying? We working on that, you know, we trying to get season 2 finished up for the episode 4, you know what I mean? We trying not to, you know, be too staggering with it, you know, Illa had to go
overseas. Tell them what's the name of it though, man.
Oh, New York Minute, my fault, New York Minute, you already know. I'm good when it comes to promoting and all that shit, man.
On,
I drop a song, I promote that shit for 2 days, I'm done, on to the next one.
New York Minute web series, y'all. Peace, Illa G, what's good, man? Where they can find that at?
YouTube, baby, YouTube.
YouTube?
Yup, season York. 2 right now.
And what's the name of your character?
Frizz.
Okay, and what's New York Minute about, man? Just give him a brief synopsis,
it's,
man.
It's like four different stories, man, in one, you know what I mean? And everybody know each other, so it's just interlapping, you know what I mean? One trying to get out the hood, one just trying to get money, one just running around killing anything. And then the other is a female, you know, she's stuck in between the bond of, you know, having babies and doing other regular hood shit, but it really got substance to it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's the New York Minute web series on YouTube, y'all. Right. Illa G, what's good? What's going on with the music, man? What you got currently out, man?
Man, I'm working, kid. Like, I dropped 3 projects last year, you know what I'm saying? I dropped Ugandan Lunch Meat, I dropped DOA. Then my last project was with my dude Rob Kelly from Ireland. You know what I'm saying? Fuck was that called?
I mean, you got a lot of work when you get your projects, kid.
Fuck was that? Oh, Last 48.
Last 48,
you know what I'm saying?
What's up?
So,
I've been dying to ask you, man, because I be fucking with your music. You already
good
know.
Luck, man.
You got in the lunch meet, man. Tell them what's the title behind that? What's behind that title,
so,
man?
So, boom, right? So when I first got the first beat I did for that project was a mean flow. You know what I mean? That got kind of like the little trappy sound to it. You know what I mean? So but like the beat itself, right? It sounded crazy. It's just like I don't know why I had that vibe. And I was just thinking and I called it a mean flow. Just because of Idi Amin. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know why I called it that. So when I finished the project and I was listening not the project, but I was listening to that song period. Something in my mind to say Ugandan lunch meat. And then I remember that from a Sean verse.
Right.
He said, Ugandan lunch meat, I am Idi Amin.
Right.
So I was like, holy shit. And that shit came right to me like that. Like, that's the name of the project.
Okay.
Ugandan lunch meat. Then I just went off with the whole Idi Amin vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. And when you say Sean, what you mean Sean?
Sean Price.
Sean Price. Rest in peace, Sean Price, man.
Sean Price.
And what's your relation to Sean Price?
Oh man, big bro, man. Like, I met him, you know, met him in the hood in Brownsville. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he Brownsville to the death.
To the death, man.
See me rapping Brownsville since I knew Sean P.
Yeah, man.
And I knew Sean P before the world knew Sean P, man.
Right.
Back on D-Sep days, man.
Oh, and that's why, before I even met Sean P in the physical, I heard about Ruck.
Ruck,
I didn't hear about Sean P, nigga. I heard Ruck name.
Ruck.
Name ring Ruck bells. Ruck
pound niggas out.
Right.
Pound niggas out.
Him and Seiko.
Seiko, what up?
Yeah, Seiko, what up? I heard them two niggas names all day. You know
and that's crazy because before I met you, he used to always talk about you, man.
Bro, that's peace.
Yeah, man, for me to actually meet you and we chop it up, man.
Yeah.
I already knew. Like, he always promote you, endorse you, man. He was like, yo, I got these cats that get busy, man. He's like, yo, Mick, man, I'm telling you, man, look out for them. I'm like, word. Remember, we was riding down to Baltimore, we had a show.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about you and shit, man. And for me to actually meet you, I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? That's what's up, man. I see you keep his memory alive, man. Rest in peace, Sean Price, man.
It was deeper than music, bro.
Yeah, so, definitely.
You already know, Sean didn't fuck with nobody.
Sean, exactly.
So for him to fuck with me and to do the things that he did for me. You know
that's
what
a
mean?
Fact. Like, he ain't like nobody.
Right. I got Bernadette forever.
If
nigga,
he
you
burn,
know
what up? We gonna have Bernadette on the check in later, y'all too, man.
Like I got Burns forever.
Man. Yeah.
I got,
we gonna get back to Sean Price later, man. But your most current project, man. Right. Tell him like what you got a new single out. I just seen the Slumble Pie. That's the newest Slumble workout, Pie. Man.
Nah. That's the latest. The newest workout is the Crimey video. That's with Rob Kelly.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Then I put some work out with my dude, Shamel. You know what I mean? We did a video for that. You know, I'm working. I got about, man, I'm telling you, I'm working on projects, bro.
I see, man.
I got some shit dropping, you know, this month.
It's on all platforms?
Coming up.
Like Spotify or iTunes?
Everything I drop is on all platforms.
All platforms?
All platforms.
Okay. So what's some of the cats that you got on the projects that you've been working with?
Man, I've been working with, shout out to Griselda nigga, shout out Benny, shout
out
Camino.
Yeah, tell them that joint that right there with Benny, we just played that earlier.
Right, that's on Uganda Lunch Meat, you know what I mean? That joint is called, King's Army Rifles.
Okay.
Shout out my dude Benny, shout out Camino for, you know.
Yeah, Benny got the hot Tanner Talk 3 out right now, that's your buzzing.
And it's crazy, DOA came out the same day as that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
And you know, like, yo, man, truth with me, I'm a fan of the music before I'm a rapper, you know what I mean? If I like something, I don't have an ego. You know what I mean?
Right, that's supposed
to. You know what I mean? And Benny Project was tough.
Yes.
Nigga, I was listening to that shit when my shit dropped.
Yes,
you know what I mean? I ain't even going to hold you because I'm a fan of music.
Yeah,
nigga.
I play that. Right. I play all y'all shit,
right,
man.
I don't give a fuck about ego, man. But you know, everything went good, though. It went smooth. It was a good, you know,
Good turn. Shout out to Benny.
Yeah, shout out to Benny.
I like what you just said. Mm. So the rap game right there, like, what's the good thing you see in the rap game and what's the bad thing?
You know what? I used to be looking for bad shit all the time because, you know, the trap shit and all the shit, but I don't do that shit no more. You know why? Because I'm not in competition with none of these niggas, man. I'm making my own music, and that's what I'm going to do, and that's it, son.
Yo, me being a host of a show, I learned that, too.
Right, son.
Like,
yeah,
fuck them opinions,
yeah,
man,
I'm
right?
Not, man, I'm not in competition with these. Yeah. Let them niggas do what they do. Cool.
Yep.
I fuck with it. If it's fire, it's fire. Cool. But I'm going to still do me
that's
and do what
fact.
I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, ain't got time to worry about
that's a fact, yo. We about to come back, y'all, in the hip-hop room. We got Rim in the building with Mickey Bundle on a Saturday night. When we come back, man, we going to ask him, man, about the whole Ruckdown thing, Sean P, man, and what's going on with Rim, man. Because we got Rim in the building with Mickey Bundle's in the hip-hop room, y'all. We back in the hip-hop room. We got my dude, Rim, with your boy Mickey Bundle sipping on that Henny. I'm doing the light tonight. Can't do the yaks catching up to me. Yeah, Rim, but tell them where you from, man. What you repping, man?
From Brownsville, Brooklyn, man. You know, born and raised, man.
You from side block Brownsville or the projects
from
Brownsville,
side block,
man?
Side blocks, cat. You know what I mean? We from where Seiko say the luxury part of Brownsville.
The luxury part of Brownsville? Because you think of Brownsville, you think of nothing but the PJs, man.
The P's, right. We from the side blocks. Side blocks get busy too, man.
Yeah, I heard that the side box of Brownsville, where you get the good weed from.
Oh, yeah, you get all that shit from
That's what we told, right? So we go get the good weed from the side blocks in Brownsville.
Okay, yeah,
Shout out to the Ville, man. Shout out to Brooklyn, man.
Okay.
That's a fact, man. Like we said before we went to the break, man, like, what's some of your memorable by Sean P, man?
Oh, man, just the jokes, man, you know what I mean? Just the jokes, just being around them, just... It's a lot of memorable shit, man. It was one memory I got with him. I can't even tell you about that. It was one. when we came from a label, right? We went to a label, and the label was, you know, they was trying to holler at me and my man, you know what I mean? So, you know, I took P with me. He was like, yeah, take me with you. She was good. He came with me, and Ella came with me, you know what I'm saying? So we went up there. We spoke to the label. It was all right. It was nothing. It was something, you know, it wasn't nothing crazy. It was just like, all right, whatever. We came downstairs, we seen Joey Badass, you know what I'm saying? I ran into Joey Badass, this nigga had the wow Bruce Leroy shit on, you know what I mean? Nigga slumped, first thing he said. So what's up, where you going, karate class, nigga? What's good with you, you know what I mean? But it was all love, you know what I mean?
It was
like,
funny,
but it was funny, like, even Joey Badass was laughing, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just jokes all day.
Yeah.
And that shit was just hilarious. That's the way the nigga was just mad witty, man, like, quick with
fact.
That shit, you know what I'm
saying? Tell me about some of the songs you got with Price.
Ah, man.
Oh, well, what's your favorite song with Price?
Shit, that ain't even out. That ain't never gonna come out.
What?
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. But, shit. A song that's out is Barzini. You know what I'm saying? We got a video for that I'm on that with him. Shit, I did some shit with him with Rock Marciano.
Okay.
That shit called The Delegation. What else? I got the song that's on Imperious Rex. You know what I'm saying? But Vic Spencer.
Okay, what about the joint? What's the name of the joint with you, him, and Illa G? The one y'all shot the video for.
Oh, okay. That's off Metal Detectors.
Metal Detectors. Rather,
the Brian song.
The Brian song. Okay, yeah,
I'm doing a hook on that.
Yeah.
I'm doing a hook on that one. And shit, the shit he just dropped called 86 Witness. Make sure y'all go cop.
That's out now. You said that earlier now. Before you came. Yeah,
86 Witness.
Produced by a small professor.
Right. Man, I was on 80% of them songs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But... you know, shit transpired. It was a lot of emotions going on around that time when he just died. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, with this project, it was just sensitive to me. You know what I mean? Because he basically, you know, he told me, like, this was me and his project. You know what I mean? And that's what it was going to be. That's how he was going to push it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when he died, I kind of, like, I didn't really want to be. Because, you know, it was some shady shit going on at first. You know what I'm saying? At least I thought it was some shady shit going on. So I asked a nigga, yo, take my... verses off all that shit. I bet nothing. None of my. I don't want none of my verses on that shit. Cause I don't want nothing to do with the shit. Cause y'all niggas doing some shady shit.
Hold on.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my brother. Yeah. So you know what I mean. So I kind of fell back on that shit after that. You know what I mean? It was like, yeah, man. I don't want to part of none of that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be on that project after that. But so it was good though.
But you appeared back on it though.
Nah. I left it. You know what I mean? But you know, everything squashed down. It was squashed down. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was just emotions at that time. You know what I mean? It was very emotional. Yeah, it was still.
Yeah.
He just died still, and it was like, come on.
How you deal with that? Because I know like. I knew Price for over 20 years, but I didn't see him every day. But when I shed a tear when he died, so
right.
To this day, how you cope with that?
Man, I cope, son.
I know, right?
That's it.
Everybody's still like still one it's big still, surprise, man, right? It's like he caught everybody from the backside.
Shit, the way he caught niggas was crazy. So it was
shout out to Bernadette. When I see Bernadette, it's like
and
I don't know
the way she hold it down.
Every time I see him, and it's making it more emotional. Right.
So it's like, what the fuck I'm crying for? His wife ain't even. You know what I mean?
You know what Sean Price taught me? That he was one of the first dudes I see that the growing up in hip hop. The woman, we never bring our woman around much. The woman stay home. We act like we was players and pimps. Right. Mm-hmm. Like we could have 1,000 chicks. Sean Price showed me that it's cool to bring your wife around. Because everywhere you saw him, you saw Bernadette.
Oh, damn.
And I ain't gonna lie.
She didn't play that shit any fucking way.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie though. Right. I used to feel away like, this nigga always bring this fucking girl with
him.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, and she coming anyway.
But as I got older, I see like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he made it cool. One of the first dudes that made it cool that you could bring your wife around. Like, we ain't got to be players and pimps. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't about that old time. Yeah. Come through.
So right now, where you see Rim going in this hip-hop game, man?
Man, I'm just trying to solidify. I'm going to tell you, keep it 100 with you, man. I'm not about to be rapping till I'm 40, B. Like,
I feel you.
Done. Like, I'm not about to be one of them niggas out here still trying at 42, 40.
Well, but what if you got a career that's still going? It's nothing wrong with that.
Of course, I'm going to do it. But I'm not about, like, I have to be comfortable with me. Like, all right.
Okay.
I'm comfortable doing this. I'm making money. I'm good. I'm not, like, I don't want to be rich, but I want
to
be comfortable.
Right. You don't want to still trying to make it happen at 40.
You know what I'm saying? So, if, like, I'm giving myself this year. I'm not going to hold you.
Nah, don't do that.
Nah,
bro.
But that's how much music I'm putting out. And that's
I feel you know that, but...
I got a plan, you know what I'm saying? And if this plan don't hit to where
I respect that, but let me tell you something.
I'm going to fall back, son.
Let me tell you something, right? I came back in the game at 40.
Right.
I stopped rapping. I was rapping, but I fell back doing other things, right?
Right. I'm going to make you bend, you bend, you...
Right, but
you
let me tell you...
When, nigga, you had to fucking know how to rap, nigga.
Right, it's a fact, but let me tell you, though. In 2014... I'm going to tell you, I was doing the camera shit since 2012.
Right.
I was in the studio with Price, Illa G, and Roy Flush.
Right.
I was interviewing them. Sean Price told me, son, why you don't rap no more? I said, son, I don't really care about that shit no more. He said, nigga, I need all my niggas in the gym with me. All my niggas from the day in the gym. Right. I got that shit on YouTube, y'all. First Skin TV.
Yeah, that's fast.
Right? I was like, nah. He's like, I'm telling you, son, get back in the studio, nigga. Put that fucking album out.
You reignited a lot of niggas.
Son, he gave me the fire. Right, I'm like, what? Then I went ahead and put that album out, son. And that shit get done. Next thing I know, I'm on the road with these niggas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So at 40.
Right.
So it could happen, my nigga. But I understand what you're saying.
I understand what you're saying. I just want to put my energy into something else.
And that's why you got to have that set up steps
that's
of what you want
to
do.
I'm trying to act this
shit. Yeah, the acting shit, you ain't. Yeah, you ain't, huh?
Yeah,
you ain't.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. If this shit, rap shit, don't
that shit work for you.
Right, so. I'm gonna get heavy in the acting shit. I'm gonna take acting classes, nigga. I'm gonna do all that
shit. Do what you do.
To make sure it's right.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
For
I feel you though. You gotta have a plan. A lot of these dudes don't have a plan.
They don't have plans. They just rapping and rapping.
They think somebody supposed to be like, son. Yeah.
Yeah.
They think that's my boy. They think everybody supposed to just be like, oh, right. But I respect that, man. A lot of dudes, man, y'all need to hear what he just said, man.
Right.
Y'all need to, like, you got to have a plan, man.
Got to have a plan. Son.
That's a fact,
not,
man.
You just going to be rapping and rapping and rapping forever. Nigga.
I feel it, man. That acting, man. Tell them again what that web series, New York Minute.
New York Minute, man.
We on season two? Season two right now?
Right.
Okay, that's what's up. So what you got? You think you... Your own shit, your own, like, own web series, own movie, starring, man.
I want to do movies and all that shit, B, but I'm going to wait till after, you know, the rapping career. Like, I want to put, like, I don't like to be jumping around like that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to focus on something, I want to put my focus on that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm going to do the acting shit, but that's just, you know, all right, cool. But my focus right now is the music.
But I respect that, though, y'all. Yeah. Y'all hear that, man? You got to have a plan. His brother said he got a plan, man. That's good. So your project, what's the project you about to drop? Tell them again.
Shit, I got a project I'm about to drop, and I don't even know the name of the shit. Like,
that mean you working, man.
Right, I ain't even got a name yet, because I'm working on the other two right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it's dropping this month. It got my nigga Bub Rock on it. It got my nigga Eddie Kane. Bernadette's on the project.
Word.
Oh, we quietest cap, Burn working, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, we about to get Bernadette on the call in. Yeah, I spoke to her early. She about to get her on the call in. Shout out to Bernadette Price, man.
Wow.
That's what's up, man. We got Rim in the hip hop room, man. We coming back with Rim. In the next segment, man, we're going to ask him some questions, man. Because in the hip hop room, we going to talk hip hop. So we're going to get your top five, top 10 Brooklyn MCs. Before we go to the next segment, we do a tally in the hip hop room, right? You ain't got to tell us why. You just got to tell us who. LeBron or Michael Jordan?
I'm an 80s baby, B. Mike.
All right, Mike, Jay-Z or Nas?
I'm from Brooklyn, baby. Jay-Z.
All right, we're going to tell you now, like I just told everybody that been in the hip hop room. Mike got LeBron by not a landslide, but a comfortable margin.
Comfortable.
Nas and Jay-Z is real close. Nas is like 51-49.
Ah.
But Mike got Jay-Z like 60. I mean, Mike got LeBron.
Reasonable doubt Jay-Z, man. Eat the Nas.
Word? Mike like 65-35.
A word?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we be back in the hip-hop room, y'all. We back in the hip-hop room. We got Brooklyn in the building, the Ville, East New York. We heavy up in here. We even got Midtown, bro, in the skyscraper in the building. The hip hop room on a Saturday night. We got Rim the Villain, Brownsville Finest in the building. Right. Ruck Down. Tell them about Ruck Down, man.
Man, Ruck Down's a label, man. You know, Sean Price had the song Ruck Down, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I kind of made that shit. I bought that shit. I put it in the air, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When he first started fucking with us, I was just screaming that shit on Twitter, like, yeah, be rugged down, nigga, rugged down, you know what I'm saying?
Then so I see you with the hats, the shirts.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That nigga was like, fuck it, that's what it is, you know what I mean?
No doubt. Like I said, he always spoke highly of you, man, before I met you,
man.
Yeah,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's
what's up, man. Like, if Price fuck with you, man, I know it was real, it was authentic. Because
right.
I'm going to tell you a story, right? PF, what up? PF Cutting.
Alejandro.
When I first came back rapping, right, we in the studio. So me and P, what up, Mr. Wonderful? Like I said, we was he came up on our session,
right.
So it was like an R&B type song. So we was just fucking with it, trying to put it on the mixtape. He said, "Man, get that shit out of here." I ain't gonna act like I'm a sucker here, my feelings, but he said, "Yo, Mick,"
he said,
"Yo, I'll fuck with you, Mick, but come on, P, man, that nigga's not this." There was some bad boy shit,
like
some puffy shit. He was like, "Man, get that shit out of here, man. Y'all niggas better do what y'all do, man. Don't rap to that."
Right.
And we really didn't record the track.
Nah,
we shoved that shit, son. So I always had jokes, but he was honest, man.
Nah, he was honest.
Very honest,
yo,
man.
Trust me, like, I've been in the studio with this nigga mad times. He be like, "Yo.
Yo,
just do that over."
He's always trying to see him.
Write
yo,
that over.
Yo, you know your nephew.
That was whack.
You know what he's saying to me?
Why you say that? Don't say that. What the fuck does that mean? No, you know what I mean? But it's real shy. You're right. Say no more.
He's like, you know your nephew nicer than you, right? That's Price for you, man.
Right, real shit, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's good. But so what you see the rap game at right now, man?
Man, you know what? People not looking in the right spots, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, now that I'm more into this, you know, underground scene and all that, like, it's some talented niggas out there. Niggas is really making music, you know what I mean? Right. And everybody keeps saying, ah, oh, hip-hop, that, and the fucking trap shit. And our niggas ain't really looking for music there, you know what I mean? Because there's a bunch of music out there. It's all over the place. So I think hip-hop is good right now, and the real shit is making a comeback.
You know what you mean? Feel about the New York underground scene? Because every time I go to the show, I feel like it's just the same niggas performing. Same, and I'm tired of that shit.
Well, you know, that got to do with promoters and, you know, what they feel like, you know what I mean, what's going to bring out the crowd and make the money, you know what I mean? Like, they niggas be scared of new niggas. They don't, you know, because it's all about crowd and what people see. You know, right. Promoters don't want to fuck up their name.
But it's only less than 40 people there. And some niggas perform, really, niggas leave anyway. So it's
right. But you know, shout out to Benny. Them niggas had a packed house.
Yeah, SOBs. Yeah, I'm supposed to go, man.
It was niggas upstairs. There's never niggas upstairs.
I ain't know SOBs had upstairs.
See what I'm talking about, son?
Say word.
What the fuck?
Yo, I was in Atlanta with them. The niggas, some good niggas, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He shouted you out, too, man.
That's my nigga, Benny.
Yeah, when I told him whatever, you chopping it. Yeah, and I hit you. Yeah, some good niggas. They humble, too, man.
Yeah, that's
what I ain't know SOBs had upstairs. Say word.
I did not know that neither until I seen the video. Like, oh, these niggas really packed out.
And how many times we been to SOBs? And shit was crowded. I never knew they had upstairs, man.
I never knew they had upstairs. So, you know what I mean? Shit like that happens. But, you know, we gotta bring the town back. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. We gotta bring it back. I see you one of them that's rapping. I see you stay what you do.
Yeah.
So, while we're in hip hop, I want to ask you a couple of questions, man.
No doubt.
What's your top five dead or alive, man?
Oh, man.
Because I gotta put that in there. I asked everybody that, man.
You know, no order.
No order.
Sean P, of course.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's not me even being biased. You know what I mean?
Before that's how you feel.
Was fucking with him. You know what I mean? The nigga was a nigga. I thought the nigga was crazy with the rhymes. You know what I'm saying? Black Thought.
Okay.
Shit. Throw Hov in there. A lot of niggas sleep on this nigga, man. Andre 3000, man.
It's a fact. I ain't wrong with you.
Andre fucking,
I'm gonna get you a story about that one. Right. My boy over here.
Sleep on that nigga, man. Andre, what's that? Three, right?
That's four.
That's four?
Yeah.
Oh, one more?
Right.
Oh, Rakim, man.
Rakim?
Yeah, man, yeah.
And we respect everybody. You know, since I've been doing this podcast, everybody top five difference, my nigga.
Right.
Now, we're going to go into being that you said Andre 3000 and Black Thought. Get them out of the equation. What's your top five Brooklyn MCs?
Brooklyn MCs?
Mm-hmm.
Sean Price, Rock, Buckshot, Tech and Steel.
That's the family right there. That's the whole family. I ain't mad at you. That's the whole family. Ruck down, duck down. Salute, man. So how I feel to be carrying that flag for Ruck down, man? Sean Price, man.
Oh, man. It's pressure, man. You know what I mean?
It's like, pressure?
Like, yo, truthfully, when he died, man, like, I ain't even want to rap anymore, dog. Like, I was just wanting to fall back and just help B's, you know, do what she needed to do. You know what I mean? To help, you know, maintain his legacy. It's all about preserving his legacy with me. You know what I'm saying? Maintaining his legacy. You know what I'm saying? But yo, I'm gonna tell you a story. I mean, one night, you know, I was just chilling, you know what I mean, in the crib, smoking, drinking and shit. Just bullshit. Wasn't thinking about nothing, just chilling. And like, yo, I was asleep. I just like nodding off and shit. And all I heard was, the fuck is you doing?
Fuck?
And then like my phone came on, but it was a nigga that sent me a beat. So I was like, I ain't listened to beats in like 2 months. I ain't even wanna rap, son.
Right.
The beat came on, it was this shit. Slump and Pop. I was like, oh shit.
That's your calling,
man. You know what I mean? I was like, you know what? Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? And that was that nigga. Like,
that's your calling.
It's like,
bro.
Yo, we rappers rap, nigga.
You know he would've been.
You already know that nigga, you in the studio.
You know that.
You cannot be in the studio with that nigga and talking about you a rapper. Cause he gonna put your pen to test, nigga. Let's rap.
That's a fact.
Let's go.
Yeah, he from that era, so, too. He put that pressure on you.
Right,
if you whack, get out the room.
And I ain't gonna hold you, son. Since then, ever since I heard that, what the fuck is you doing? Nigga, my pen been going crazy.
So let me ask you something. Do you encounter a lot of hate for that because you carrying the flag? Or a lot of mostly love?
Nigga, it was hate when the nigga Ruck started fucking with us. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, son, Ruck ain't fuck with nobody.
That's a fact.
You already know that. You know what I mean? He was dolly. He ain't want no team. He ain't want none of that. So when niggas came along and he was like, he's fucking with us, niggas like, fuck is these niggas? Like, and, you know, when I first met him, nigga, it wasn't no, you cool, I'm fucking with you. No. Nigga, he bio-scanned me. He asked niggas in the hood about me. You know what I mean? Because he had to make sure I was official. And,
right.
You know, he rocked. Nigga, he can't be fucking with no bitch-ass nigga or nobody crazy. So, nigga, for 3 months, before he did the song that I initially, you know, fucked with him for. Nigga, I was just going over his crib every day, not talking about music. Right. Niggas, random
That's
niggas,
what he do.
Official
That's what
niggas do. Coming to me like, yo, this nigga Ruck was asking about
you.
You know what I mean? Ruck was asking about you. You know what I mean? So he getting, you know, the be bio scanning me, asking her around me, and then he did the song, then he fucked him. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I know, like, it's deeper than rap, you know what I mean? Because he really did the homework on me first, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you, so what's up with your relationship with LG? I see y'all
That's the big bro, man. Like, you know, him and Sean became mad cool. Yeah. And, you know, I was Sean's little bro, and nigga, that became the big bro, too. So, you know,
LG is family, man. That's my family, man. Right, man.
Yeah, man.
Before hip-hop, man. Talking about in the same crib, we family, right, man. Right. Illa, what up? And that's LG wrote my first rhyme, man.
Oh, word?
It's real talk.
LG a wild boy too.
That's
man.
A fact. Shout out to LG. So, in closing, Rip, man, tell them what to expect from you, man. Like you say, you don't fuck where to find you at, right? Because you already told them.
Don't
that,
follow
right?
me, man. Just look for the music, B. But yeah, I got a lot of shit about to drop, man. Like, you know, I don't like talking about my music. I just like to put it out there. I don't like giving niggas dates and all that other
shit. Right.
Look for me.
So what's the name of the new project you said that should be coming? DOA? Or that's out
now? Nah, DOA is out now. Lethal 48 is out right now. Uganda Lunch Meat. You know what I mean? I got a couple of Lucy's out there. Yeah, I got a couple of Lucy's out there.
Couple of Lucy's. LG got the suede cigarettes.
You feel me?
Suede. We're going to get LG up here. I want to know what the fuck suede cigarettes mean.
Right. You know what I mean? I'm on that shit too.
You want to throw that too?
Yeah.
Y'all go to YouTube. Check out the videos, man. My favorite shit, man, is King African Rifles feeling featuring Benny the Butcher and El Camino.
I just sent you a Lucy.
Yeah. We gonna play that too.
That's brand new, ain't it? I got a video.
We gonna play that for the YouTube heads, man. No for doubt. The visual coming up, man. We gonna save that. Matter of fact, we gonna decide how we gonna blast that off,
no
man.
Doubt, no
new
doubt.
Rim the Villain coming soon, y'all. Salute, man, for the hip hop rule, man. Mickey Bundles on a Saturday night. We got Rim in the building. We got Brooklyn in the building. The family's in the building, man.
Huh?
We be back another time, man. Y'all stay up, stay strong. Salute hip hop forever.
Oh.